Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
It's 3 o'clock on Dukes and Bell.
I find it interesting.
Thanks for making us your sports station.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We want to give a big shout out to all the folks over there with the Atlanta Hawks. We got a chance to visit with Travis Slink today, the general manager, and just everybody, guys. We had a chance to meet as we took a tour today. Mike and I, along with John Fricke, was there. Big Hugh was there. Rick and John, you guys know that they weren't on the show today. So Chuckery and my man Randy McMichael are on for the middays. But we took a nice tour of what is going to be an incredible arena, guys. It is State Farm Arena. I know it gets weird because we're so used to saying that other word, that other arena, but it's State Farm Arena. But Mike and I are kind of perplexed, and we're going to get to our NFL Blitz here in just a second as we come your way live inside the Kia studios. For more info, visit KiaDealers.com. Mike, as I'm walking around State Farm Arena, and it kind of took me back to, like, if you've ever had an opportunity to build a house and you get to different areas, like, you know, it's foundation, and then right. It's framing. Oh, we're at framing. And then it's, oh, we're at sheetrock. And every stage you get a little bit happier as you're putting this thing together because you know it's getting close to being over, and you know, you can see the light at the end of the tunnel. I got to be honest. I know there were I don't even know how many workers were in that place. I didn't see the light at the end of the tunnel. I'm like, how are they going to finish this thing?
That's called three shifts, my brother. That's called overtime. And it's a right to work state. So look, the unions are going to jam me up too much. But it's amazing. I will say this. The guys are already hitting us up. And I put the photos up. Carl put pictures up. He's put them up. C. Dukes. And I'm Mike Bell, ATL. Follow us at Dukes and Bell 929. But yeah, it's more open, more natural light coming in, much more more space. I asked the guy that was giving us our tour, and I said, "Brother, I go, I watch a lot of those nerdy shows about architecture and, like, you know, engineering on Discovery Channel and Smithsonian. I go, how do you take out so much concrete and the building still stands up by itself?" And he was talking about how they added trusses and all the work that went in. It's fascinating. You guys will be blown away. But I will say this, and I think you'd agree with me, brother. Much like Mercedes-Benz, you're going to have a hard time keeping people in their seats.
It's going to be all about the entertainment, all about the social interaction. I mean, even places, you know, and we didn't realize this, or at least I didn't. You know, the old arena, there were so many closed off spaces. And now with this new arena, you'll be able to see so many of the, the interaction for different areas, no matter where you're sitting or what's going on. And then they got all these different lounges and all this stuff. It's going to be really cool. But, Mike, you're right. It is going, at least maybe for the first couple of years, it is going to be Mercedes-Benz where everybody's hanging out and having a good time.
Now, for instance, when you come in, like if you're coming in from the CNN entrance, you guys, I mean, you'll come in and you'll walk to the right and you'll be able to see down to the court. You can see inside. You know, you don't have things like sort of blocked off. And then we took a look, just give you some of like the east, north, south, west. If you're on the World Congress Center where the Zac Brown Social Club is, man, is that thing amazing. Just gigantic bar area, really cool design. And if you're one of those lucky slobs who gets the, you know, corporate suite and all that stuff, boy, is that some amazing bells and whistles as well.
So, by the way, Mike put out some stuff on social media. I did as well, guys. You can check it out. I think Knox Bardeen, who was also there, putting a lot of stuff on the website. If you want to go at least check out what it looks like now. Obviously, it's not the finished product, but apparently, knocking on this faux wood, it will be in 10 days when they open that thing up.
You get it done, just like the money. Remember the movie The Money Pit? They just got to jam it up, man. 2 weeks. They said 2 weeks. And whoosh. No, I mean, look, and if you knew said a beehive of activity, I mean, when they said, well, you guys are going to put a hard hat on and goggles, well, come on, it's a media tour. And you get in there, it's like, holy crap, they might hand you a hammer.
Well, I stepped on some stuff. I didn't even know what I stepped on. You know, so, they were like, things are all over the floor. I'm like, no, it's not. Ow!
I mean, no, it's amazing. I mean, it's going. I mean, they're literally like, hey, watch out. And there's a bar getting installed and more stuff going in. But you guys will be blown away. And the good news is, guys, we've got the state-of-the-art football facility, state-of-the-art basketball facility now in town. Again, don't forget for concerts for some folks. And then, you know, we just mentioned McCamish, which I know Georgia Tech fans love. If you're not a Tech fan, maybe you don't go.
Mm.
Some amazing venues here in town, really do.
And fairly all new. I mean, right. We got three new stadiums, right? SunTrust, Mercedes-Benz, and now State Farm.
Not to mention what Georgia State did converting Turner Field.
That's right. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. You can chime in. We're going to get back into some Falcons conversation coming up. You will hear from Desmond Trufant in about 20 minutes. True got a chance to visit with our midday guys, Rick and John, when we were up there yesterday. And Mike and I had various conversations with a bunch of offensive linemen. We're going to play some of that stuff for you guys tomorrow as we get ready to head towards the weekend to this game against Tampa. But to a man, Mike, real quick before we get to the NFL Blitz, Alex Mack, Schrader, Fusco, all these guys that we just casually had conversations with, they all know what they have to do. They've got to do a much better job of protecting Matt Ryan. But the other thing is, you know, the run game. It's just not been as consistent as it should be.
And they all know, these guys all know about the balance, and you got to have it. And, you know, they've kind of done the bare minimum other than the Carolina game, where obviously we had a good running game. But, Steelers just came in with a plan, and they just whooped them up there at Heinz Field. Now, the Buccaneers, they don't have the ability to put that plan together because of the personnel and the way they use it. And we're hoping that we get old Mike Smith being stubborn with some of his philosophies defensively. So I think this should be another 300-yard day for Matt Ryan and a lot of guys running with the football after the catch.
All right, guys, it is Dukes and Bell. Let's get to an NFL Blitz.
Welcome to the NFL. With news and notes from around the league, this is NFL Blitz on Dukes and Bell.
All right, guys, let's start first with what's going on in Dallas. Alan Hurns. You know, here's the problem, and we talked about this. There's a lack of having a star wide receiver there. They signed Alan Hurns, Mike. They thought he was going to be the guy, but the Cowboys, who, by the way, play the Falcons, that game is November 18th here at Mercedes-Benz. But they have had issues. You know, Scott Linehan, the offensive coordinator, calling the plays, and there have been other people, including Jason Garrett, saying he was going to get involved with calling the plays. Bottom line is, they don't have a go-to guy down the field. And I want you to think about this. We have three, and we're having a tough time scoring. They don't have anybody that can scare the defense, Mike, down the field.
Yeah, and Alan Hurns, remember, he came over from Jacksonville, and I thought for a minute he might be a nice, you know, kind of a sleeper pick for your fantasy draft. And, boy, has he done jack. Nobody's doing anything. You know, Cole Beasley, he's like your classic 3 or 4 points a game, you know, as far as, you know, for fantasy owners out there. But what are you? Who are you going to? Who's your guy? You know the leading receivers for the Cowboys? Zeke. Ezekiel Elliott.
Yeah, that's not a good thing.
Cole Beasley is second with 193 yards. Elliott at least got in the end zone. Jeff Swaim, Deontay Thompson, Alan Hurns. Remember when Tavon Austin did something? He actually got two touchdowns. Michael Gallup, Terrence Williams, Rico Gathers. This is your Cowboys wide receiver depth chart right there.
All right, man. Meanwhile, let's hear from Matthew Stafford. We talked about this, and for all the conversation we have about all these other quarterbacks, you know what their record is right now? I'm talking about the Detroit Lions. Here we are in another season where Detroit once again is
1-4,
2-3, but they're in
last
place.
They're better than us.
Yeah, but they're in last place in the NFC North. You got Chicago, Green Bay, Minnesota,
I will say this. If they could find a way to get it in gear with Matt Patricia as a first-year head coach, Minnesota's not as good as we thought they were going to be, right? Unless Dalvin Cook's going to finally get 100% healthy. Green Bay is not scoring all the points. I mean, now, granted, Aaron Rodgers put up points, but the game was lost by the time he got cooking last week.
Yeah, I still think Minnesota's going to be very good by the end of the season. But my point is, you know, Matthew Stafford, listen to what he has to talk about as far as the game changing since he even came into the league.
I think it's changed quite a bit, really, in all phases. Obviously, rules are different for defenders now than they were back in 2009 when I came in the league. And I think it's for the right reasons. Some of it is tough. You know, it's tough to officiate. I think it's tough for certain guys that have played for a long time to kind of have to change the way they play the game. But I think it'll keep guys safe, keep guys healthy, and keep them playing longer.
All right.
The Lions actually sit at 11th seed right now. They're actually they win a tiebreaker over Philadelphia. The Eagles are the 12th seed right now in the NFC playoffs. To give you an idea of why it's so exasperating to see our Falcons give up games the way we have, because we could be right in the mix right now. We would be, Carl, if we were, say, 2-3, we'd be feeling fine about ourselves. But this 1-4 and the way we lost to Pittsburgh certainly has got people really freaked out.
Well, we're going to get that second win Sunday.
Right? Last guy with the ball wins.
Sunday?
Are we going to tackle? I mean, who's stepping up? We just talked about Trufant. Needed Trufant to make the pick against the Bengals. In his defense, I thought Trufant played a lot better, but it was lost in the fact that the Steelers smoked you.
He did.
But we need playmakers to make plays.
Yeah, listen, I would love to tell you that that's not going to be the case, but who knows?
Neither one is, we're looking up at Detroit right now.
None of these teams, They're 2-3, 1-4. We're looking up at Detroit.
It just sounds dramatic when you say it like that. It does. You realize we're looking up at Detroit right now.
But neither one of these teams are stopping anybody. All right, Sean Payton. He is the coach of the New Orleans Saints. Here's Payton talking about his quarterback.
It's significant, obviously, and there's so many people that are involved in it. As a coach, the pressure that we felt was to make sure we played well and won when it happened. We talked the night before, each player, you know, going out and playing his best to make sure this night was special for the team, but also for Drew, and I think they did that.
Yeah, I thought the Breeze breaking the record, the passing record, was a big deal. We talked about it earlier in the week. And the respect you have to put on Drew Brees' name. But, again, I think it gets back to, and Brian Billick admitted it, too, with us earlier in the week, where, you know, the coach and quarterback, man, they go hand in hand. And Sean Payton has been the perfect coach for Drew Brees with the success that they've had. Hey, by the way, looking at the standings, just real quick, as we were talking about Detroit, you guys, you know, when you look at our division, it is New Orleans atop our division, 4-1. Carolina, then Tampa. And that's why this game is so important. If we could get that second win, Mike, things all of a sudden don't look as bleak.
Right. I'm just laying out the playoff scenarios for you guys. Everybody is in a muddled, tangled mess right now. Carolina, 3-1. You know, Tampa Bay, 2-2. Green Bay, 2-2. Vikings, 2-2. But we're still alive in this division. Now, the Saints, obviously, at 4-1. They're really rocketed rolling. I mean, Drew Brees, was he even touched in that game? I mean, did it look like a video game as he was setting the record on Monday night?
No. I mean, I thought the way – I think he had three incompletions, Mike, I want to say. Now, I have to go look at the –
There was one sack, and he got overturned as a personal foul.
Yeah, I think it was three incompletions. I was like, right. Either way, man, that's why, looking at the standings, this is such a big game.
I mean, that's why it just – look, the pass is the pass, and I apologize to keep doubling down on that Bengals game. If we had been able to get a couple of tackles and get the Saints off the field – get a turnover against the Bengals, you know, we're right there, man. We could be, you know how easy it is to be 3-2 right now? But because, as you said, and we always quote Bill Parcells, you are what you are. We don't make enough clutch plays. We don't tackle. And then last week we couldn't block. So hopefully that gets corrected and we start to trend up. This, if we can't beat Tampa Bay, fans are going to ask us on Monday, who can we beat?
No one. Jim Ellis, Key of Kennesaw, brings you our NFL Blitz segment. Hey, Bill Belichick and the Patriots are playing the undefeated Chiefs Sunday night. Here's what Belichick said.
Obviously, really good football team, do a lot of things well, and need a lot of extra time to prepare for this team. They give you a lot of problems with their scheme, their players, very well coached, as they always are with Andy. And just a very explosive group, so easy to see why they're undefeated.
Yeah, we'll see. I mean, Mahomes, again, 1,500 yards, 14 touchdowns, 2 interceptions so far through 5 games.
Fun to watch. I mean, it's certainly a guy. Now, everybody is already, every time we mention Andy Reid, and everybody says, oh, they're going to blow it. Andy Reid's going to gack it. Well, right now, things are rolling. They got Tyreek Hill, and you got a good running game. You got everything. You know, you got a good tight end. What you don't have in Kansas City is a lick of defense.
No, that's true. Hey, man, it's our NFL Blitz. Last but not least, lots of rumors out there about running backs maybe being traded and moved. Shady McCoy, that's LeSean McCoy. He was asked about potentially being traded again.
Yeah, I heard about it. I kind of just stay focused, you know, and on the job, the task at hand. And I let that stuff work itself out. I'm not going to engage in the whole questions about, you know, the trade. We'll see what happens.
Okay. If you didn't understand him, he said, I'm not going to engage in all these conversations about guys being traded or myself being traded. We'll just see what happens. The process, guys, obviously the Eagles now without Jay Ajayi possibly looking to make a move, and that's why people are saying could LeSean McCoy maybe end up back with the Eagles.
Right, because Chip Kelly ran him off. Remember, ran off DeSean Jackson and him. And, yeah, I mean, it would make sense. And the NFL is not doing anything about whatever did or didn't happen here in Atlanta, and that's going to be heading for another court case. So he's ready to roll. You know, and guys are hitting us up on social media today, Carl, asking why wouldn't we trade Devontae Freeman to the Eagles? Guys, if you trade for a guy, you've got to take on his contract. And he expects to get paid the terms of that contract unless you can work out a deal to restructure it. So, that I mean, it sounds great, but and no one's going to take a guy who's missing games and also has had concussion issues.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're basically, it's either play free or get free to restructure here in Atlanta because, to me, there's just no viability for a trade with the man.
There isn't. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. Last but not least, before we give you a chance to win some money, Hugh Jackson, Mike, warning his team, the Browns, of bandwagon fans.
Uh-oh.
After Snoop visits. Yeah, Snoop. You know Snoop, right?
Right.
Cleveland draws more attention than you think. They're 2-2-1 right now. But Snoop Dogg showed up at their practice facility on Wednesday. And Hugh Jackson was basically talking about, you know, you start to get this kind of recognition where stars and entertainers start to show up at your practice facility, and all of a sudden people become Browns fans. Listen, I thought
Snoop was like Raiders and or Steelers.
Yeah, I think he probably might know a guy, or maybe he knows Hugh Jackson. Who knows? You never know why these guys show up. Either way, who's jumping on the bandwagon for the Browns? Anybody?
Well, I mean, you saw him on Hard Knocks. You made a connection. Baker Mayfield's got some star power right there.
But and they haven't won enough yet.
Well, you could argue that they should have beat the Steelers if they had a decent field goal kicker. And they got they certainly got hosed against the Raiders by the refs in that one. So, I mean, I've got them, you know, we talked about it earlier in the season. I've got an over-under on the Browns of 5.5. They got to win 6 games for me to get paid.
You bet 6? 6.5?
5.5, so I need 6.
Yeah, I think you're going to get there. Snoop telling the Browns, by the way, man, you guys are doing some good things, some really good things, which got those guys amped up. It's Dukes and Bell. Let's give you a chance to win some money right now.
Now it's time to reveal our national signing bonus code word. The code word is
adapt. A-D-A-P-T. Adapt.
Adapt and overcome.
72881. That's the number. And Mike, I just found out we had another winner.
Boom!
Yesterday, we got another $1,000 winner on this show.
Where's he from, man?
He is from Atlanta, Georgia. Hey. Nicholas Eastern from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hey, Nick. How you doing?
Now go spin that loop.
Yeah, man. You know Nick. Time to hit him up. Hey, man. The word is adapt. A-D-A-P-T. Adapt gets texted to 72881. And maybe you don't know how it works. Someone's going to maybe choose you randomly if it works out. And you get a phone call. So answer the phone. Adapt to 72881. And like Nick in Atlanta, a grant for you, man.
All right. You will hear Desmond Trufant next on Dukes and Bell. It is Dukes and Bell, guys. We're going to visit with the legendary Vince Dooley coming up in less than 20 minutes. Bo and I keep going back and forth about that college conversation we were having where potentially you could have a Power Five undefeated school in one of the Power Five conferences win out and not potentially be in the college football playoff. And he keeps telling me, well, the Big 12, even if Oklahoma or West Virginia or Texas, how dare you? Mike, I don't get it.
Well, look, Notre Dame is the monkey in the wrench unless you feel they're going to slip up somewhere, Syracuse or somebody. Pittsburgh's too bad. This isn't the kind of a Pittsburgh team that can upset anybody this year, unlike last year. But, no, I just think that we always get caught up in, and we haven't even had the college football playoff rankings come out yet, but people will be freaking out over that. And then lately we've been lucky enough, unless you were Wisconsin last year, that it's worked out.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, or you were Auburn back in the old BCS formula where they got on the outside looking in, but – you know, this is why I think as a fan, we're still reach. I don't think the fans are still satisfied with this. You know, it's closer. It's
well,
better.
I'm not.
Nobody is.
Well, especially if teams are going to be left out.
I'm with you, brother. I mean, look, you know, if we all could agree to not play patty cakes and then we could save another week in December to have part of the playoff roped in. But ADs and athletic departments are never going to give up that money. And unless you were willing to, remember that old argument? Oh, player safety, which is crap. You know, so because they're all excited about practicing for their bowl anyway. It's give coaches an extra month of practice. So I would love to see, you know, and there's ways to do it. We're not going to argue with it now, but you give two, number one and two, a bye. You want to rope in 8 teams or 6, however you want to do it. There's better ways to do it. But if you do 6, then number 7's crying in their milk.
I'm not satisfied. I'm not satisfied. All right, man. We want you to hear from Desmond Trufant. True guys played a much better game against the Steelers. Again, it was masked because of the overall performance of our football team. But, you know, week in and week out, this is a conversation, Mike, we seem to have with our listeners about Desmond Trufant, who also was paid like a number one corner in this league. And, guys, you know, the Falcons feel like they have two really good corners. And I think they do in Rocky and True. But there are times where they don't make the play that we expect them to make, or they're just a hair behind a play that ultimately turns the game around. And so, you know, we're critical on those corners. I think it's the toughest position, guys, when you put a guy out there on the island and you say, defend the guy and you can't touch him. It's one of the hardest jobs in sports. But with that said, Rick and John had a chance to catch up with True, and the first thing they asked him is, what was his experience like when he was at the University of Washington?
If you don't mind the rain, you'll like it out there, you know what I mean? But, yeah, it's a beautiful state to begin with, you know. And the fans out there are crazy, you know. So, you know, at UW, it was always loud. The stadium shaking, you know. So it was dope. I had fun. I had fun being there.
Now, we got to give a couple of guys crap that work with us on the radio. So the guy to your right is a Washington State guy, so don't punch Paul too badly.
Okay, I didn't know that. I didn't know what I was walking into.
And you notice he slid his chair a little bit to the left. And our night host, Andy Bunker, is a Washington guy. Huskies play Oregon this week, and Andy hates Oregon. Mm-hmm. Was that the school you disliked the most when you played for the Huskies, or was it USC?
I mean, to be honest, it was the rivalry, man. It was the Pac-12 Apple Cup.
Okay.
Every year, you know, that was our rival. Oregon, you know, it wasn't no love lost there either as well. You know, unfortunately, I never beat the Ducks while I was there, so, you know, I kind of feel some type of way about them a little bit, you know. But, I mean, they're always a great team. It's always great games in the Pac-12.
Desmond Trufant hanging out with Rick and John here in Flowery Branch. Desmond, nice to meet you. Rick Kamla, me and John, a couple of knuckleheads, 10 to 2 on the home of the Falcons. And but we'll try to keep it locked right in here with you, okay? Because I know you're a businessman. But I do have to throw shade on your QB. No, not Matt Ryan. Jake Browning. I thought this guy was going to, like, keep taking his game to new levels and new heights and all this kind of stuff. And I watch him play. I'm like, dude, what was that throw? Dude, what was that decision? Well, what's up with Browning, man? I thought he'd be better at this point of his career.
I mean, how many games they got left?
Probably six, seven, yeah. Something like that.
I mean, at the end of the day, they ranked number 7, I believe, in the country. So, I mean, he got to be doing something right. I mean, obviously, you can be critical of a guy when you expect so much of him, you know, and he's put a lot of good stuff on film. So, I mean, it's still a lot of ball left, you know. Like I said, they ranked high, so, I mean, he must be doing something right over there. So.
This guy gets this media thing, man. That's a great answer, True. That's a great answer.
I couldn't get him.
You're trying to set me up right here.
I couldn't get him to throw shade on USC, nothing. Let's talk some ball here in Atlanta. Not the start you guys wanted. I mean, we're locked in with you. I get to travel with you guys every week, and it's been so close, yet so far away. What's going on in the defensive backfield? Q talked about it today. This is the first time all season you guys have had the same group from one week to the next dealing with injuries. How much will that make it easier for you guys going to game plan against Tampa?
Well, I mean, we're just trying to build our chemistry, you know. Like you said, it's been a lot of injuries, a lot of different guys in different spots and stuff like that. So we're just trying to build that chemistry, man. And like you said, it hasn't been the start we wanted, but – you know, luckily it's still early in the season, you know, but, you know, it's time right now. We just got to turn it on and just, you know, take it week by week.
Desmond Trufant hanging out with Rick and John here live from Flowery Branch and the Falcons Wednesday. Lots of talk in town about going man versus playing zone. What's your take on that?
I mean, whatever's the best for that situation or that game plan, whatever, I mean, I'm going to follow it. The coaches, they always put us in the best position. We the ones that haven't, you know, been executing like we normally do, you know, so – we just got to get back to the basics, you know, and whatever they call, we got to play it to our best abilities.
Thought the game against Pittsburgh, you really played a good game. Very physical at the line, had some pass breakups. It just seemed like the Desmond Trufant that we know and love from your time here in Atlanta. Was it the challenge of Antonio Brown and their receiving group that brings out the best in you?
I mean, yeah. I mean, you can't half step with guys like him, you know. I mean, the position I play, you know, sometimes, you know, I always want to make every single play, but sometimes it just don't happen like that. That's just what it is. But, you know, I just compete, man, at the end of the day. It definitely was a challenge, so, you know, I was just up for it.
Desmond Trufant hanging out with Rick and John here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, home of the Falcons. So the Tampa Bay Buccaneers bring a couple of, you know, very interesting, very different wide receivers in the home run hitting, DeSean Jackson. Not that Evans can't hit home runs too, but he's a bigger, lankier guy. And DeSean obviously is a slighter of build, but super quick. What are you and Alford talking about in the DB room about those two guys? And you played against them a variety of times. So what's kind of going through your head about those matchups?
Well, we just got to eliminate the big plays at the end of the day. I think they had a bye week last week, but one of the coaches said they still are like in the top five of explosive plays, pass plays, you know. So they make a lot of big plays. So like you said, they're both home run hitters. They're just different style of receiver, you know. So we just got to keep them in front of us and challenge them. And when they throw it deep, we just got to make them pay.
One of the things Dan's also talked about is tackling and some of the struggles. You know, 17 missed tackles one game. Connor had some broken plays the other day. How much do you guys get to work on that at practice? The NFL's so different than it was 20 years ago. Do you get time to actually sit and go, all right, we're going to do some tackling drills?
Yeah, we do, actually. We do. We tackle every day. I mean, obviously not to the ground or nothing like that. But, you know, we do our individual techniques with bags and stuff like that, you know, to keep everybody's healthy. But we still, you know, work on a technique. But at the end of the day, it got to translate over to the game day. You know, you got to take what you did all week in practice and, you know, apply it on Sunday.
Desmond, do you like interceptions?
It's
a setup. You like interceptions, right?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to take you from the dumbest question of all time to something you can really bite into here. You know that Jameis Winston will give you a chance. You know that Tack is going to have him flat on his back, and he's going to, like a dummy, throw that ball up there. We've seen it before. Mm-hmm. It's part of the reason, you know, losing your job and his whole status in Tampa Bay is in question right now. So are you kind of looking at he's a mistake-prone quarterback I might be able to eat this week?
I mean, I honestly go in every week thinking that, regardless of who I'm playing, you know. But like I said, this team, they take a lot of shots. You know, they take risks. So, you know, at the same time, they think it's a plus for them, but it's a plus for us on the back end to go get the ball, you know. So, you know, like you said, our D-line, they're going to get pressure, so we're going to get ops. We just got to capitalize on them.
Have you ever picked off Jameis?
Yeah.
Have you gotten him yet? How many times?
I think maybe twice.
Who's your favorite guy to pick off? Because I can imagine going against Jameis. It's got to be a little bit fun. Cam Newton and Drew Brees as well. But is there a guy that you like to intercept more than anybody else?
I mean, not really. I just like to get him. Whenever I get him, you know, I'm just happy. Whatever, whoever it is, I'm just trying to get the ball however I can get it.
Man, we are giving you opportunities to get shady, and you are not taking the bait.
He gave both of us a look like, don't do this to me.
We're having a good time with Desmond Trufant here on a Falcons Wednesday. And, you know, obviously, the mood of the team is something that I'm very curious about because you guys are out there, I mean, giving it everything you have. But the results have not been there the past couple of weeks. The record isn't what we want, what you guys want, certainly. What's the mood of the team right now?
We're just getting back to the basics. I mean, like you said, obviously we not where we want to be, but, you know, we still got everything in front of us. But, you know, it's on us. We got to do it right now. We got to start with this week, taking 1 week at a time. But, you know, we're hungry still, man. We know we got a lot of proof. People are talking, you know. It is what it is, you know, so we just got to, you know, stand up in this situation.
I remember when you and Rob came in and were the rookies on the team and, you know, bright-eyed and bushy-tailed and all that good stuff. Now you got a couple of younger players playing with you guys. Isaiah Oliver coming in as a rookie and DeMonte Casey in his second year. What have you seen growth out of those two guys?
They're just picking up the defense and the scheme, obviously, and they're not really thinking about, you know, what they have to do. They're just going out there playing, just having fun. So that's what I've been excited about. I mean, obviously they just need, you know, the experience and more reps, you know, and the more they get, the better they're going to be. So I'm excited for them.
Desmond, we appreciate it, man. We know you got practice coming up here right now, so have a great practice. Have great practices leading up to the game. We'll be watching and rooting for you guys, man.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, man. True, hanging out with the guys yesterday. And again, only one radio station is live each week from Flowery Branch, and that's us. We'll talk plenty more about the Falcons, what's going on with Free and the Foot. But coming up next, guys, it's Coach Vince Dooley. His weekly visit brought to you by Kroger. It's the game we've all circled as the toughest one on the schedule. Does Coach agree? We'll find out next.
It's time for the Kroger Vince Dooley Report. Fresh food, low prices at Kroger. Now, here's the coach on Dukes and Bell.
All right, guys, we get a chance each and every week to visit with the legendary Vince Dooley here on Dukes and Bell. And, boy, I tell you what, Coach, this is one that a lot of people had circled on the calendar. A lot of people have talked about weeks previous to this matchup coming up on Saturday in Death Valley. How you doing, first and foremost, Coach?
I'm doing well, and I'm going down there tomorrow. As a matter of fact, I got an invitation I couldn't refuse. Mm. So an old football player, Nelson Bowers, has invited me to come, and so I'm looking forward to it. Barbara and I are going.
Well, this is what you should be doing, for crying out loud. You should be enjoying yourself and taking these tours.
Well, I am when I get invited, and I don't have to worry about anything except to show up, and then they'll just tell me where to go.
Usually I don't go on those trips because trying to find my ticket, and I guess I've been a little spoiled in the past of getting around. I can get around all right in Athens, Georgia, but when I get some of those foreign territories, it's tough on me. So I don't go unless I get invited like I have been this today, tomorrow.
You are the legendary Vince Dooley. No one's going to mess with you, Coach. No one. Hey, let's talk about these dogs, Coach, because I think, and I want to get your opinion on this, this is going to be physically their most challenging test. I just don't feel like, even though the dogs have dominated their opponents, I think they're beating teams by 27 or more every game, but I just don't feel like physically they've had that matchup yet this season. Last year, I thought it was Notre Dame, you know, early in the season. Do you feel the same way?
I feel like that the real strength of the schedule is from here on out. You're exactly right. We've not met a physical team like we'll meet against LSU or against Florida or against Auburn. But certainly LSU down in Baton Rouge. And while if you look at it statistically, LSU, who is really pretty daggone good, statistically doesn't add up because in every category of offense, defense, they're kind of in the middle of everything,
right.
Whereas Georgia and Alabama are at the top. But on the other hand, they've got some athletes. They can move, and I'd rather us, LSU, to have won the ball game because I think it's an incentive for them to be ready to play us. So it's a tough place to play, you're right. There's no question. This is the toughest test by far that we've had.
And just to flip it, as Coach Dooley is brought to you by Kroger, by the way, joins us each week to talk about the dogs. Joe Burrow, their quarterback, I mean, he might be, you know, leaned on or asked to do something he's not capable of doing, where we feel comfortable with Jake Fromm in this environment.
Well, there's no question that Jake has proven himself. The other quarterback is good. He's much better than I thought he was. But you've got Jake and you've got Justin Fields, who comes in and gives a complete, total different look. And when the offense really needs a spurt, then that's the field in which Kirby makes that decision. As he says so often, his plan is, I don't have a plan. It's a plan of feel by the ear. And I think that we'll see a little bit more of Justin Fields in the ballgame.
I do, too. It is the legendary Vince Dooley joining us here on Dukes and Bell as we talk dogs and LSU. So, Coach, you know, we've talked about this. Up front defensively, there may be a couple of injuries with the dogs, you know, maybe hampering their ability to stop the run. Is that something you're concerned about? Because Kirby said, listen, they're big across the board, and they're playing, you know, a little bit more spread offense that may open up more of their running game.
Well, I think in every phase of the game, they're going to be more challenged than what we've had all season long. Yeah, they can run the ball pretty good, but again, statistically, it's not they're not the best in the league. They're in total offense, they're ninth. In total defense, they're ninth. And we're up there 1-2, so we're favored by 7.5 points. And with good justification because of what I'm saying, the only thing that's really odd about the statistics mm-hmm. is that we're at the bottom of the league in rushing the passer. I mean, we're second in the nation in defense, but at right. the bottom of the league in rushing the passer. But nevertheless, all those things are thrown out the window when you get into the ball game because they're going to be getting after each other's rear. Mm-hmm. And down there, it is noisy. And I'll tell you what, we've got the greatest sound system that I have ever listened to in my life going out to practice because they got some sound in noise when they're simulating around the 10-yard line, mm-hmm. and I never heard anything so loud in all my life. So I think we'll be prepared for it based on that. That's the greatest sound system that I've ever heard in my life.
As you're getting ready for heading down to the student section, you're right, that end zone does get loud. Coach Dooley's with us here, brought to you by Kroger Guys on the WadeFord.com hotline. Coach, we do have some turnover on the offensive line due to injury, although Isaiah Wilson, highly recruited, he's as big as an oil tanker. Cade Mays is plugged in. So do you have any concerns about the O-line and Georgia being able to run the ball?
Well, I think that there is that concern because of their defense. Yeah, we've got a few injuries, but everybody's got injuries this time of the year. But we got some big folks up front, and we got some adequate reserves. But it's just that I think LSU's defense is just going to be more of a challenge by far than anybody we've seen because of their quickness and because of the emotions that will be taking place down there in Baton Rouge. And I think coming off a loss to Florida, that'll be even more psyched. So, yeah, that'll be a challenge.
All right, Coach. By the way, I know we talked to you last week. I'm just curious. Obviously, you made it out, but you were somewhere where there was a lot of gold last week, and I was curious how all those meetings went for you.
Oh, well, it was good. Yeah, I mean, they got a good – Georgia Tech's got a terrific center, and I enjoyed being there, and I used their facilities. But as I did say, every time I turned around, it was some gold. I didn't see any other colors in there. I didn't see any red and black, that's for sure.
Coach Dooley visited us from enemy territory last week, for those who didn't catch our conversation. So, Coach, do you think it's going to be a high-scoring game against LSU, or you think it's going to be what Georgia's done all season long, take care of business and win by two touchdowns or more?
I think that they got a good chance to do that. I don't know, maybe two touchdowns, but I think we'll win the ball game. I mean, we got the greatest balance I've ever seen in an offense at Georgia. 245 yards rushing and 240 passing. Now, that's great balance, but it'll be tested down there. Yeah, I think that I think both teams are going to score. I think we'll end up scoring more points than they will, and that's the bottom line in any game.
Right on.
And that's the bottom line. Well, Vince, thank you so much as always. Hey, be careful down there. You know how crazy they get.
Yeah, I'm gonna be somewhere. I hope that Nelson's got me a place where I'm fairly safe. I'll find out. He says he got me in a box. I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so too.
I don't want to be out in their stands closer to their goal. They got a lot of goal down there as well.
You got that right. And a lot of crazy cages in those stands. Well, have a great time, Coach.
All right, thanks, guys.
You got it. You got it. We'll talk to Coach next week, hopefully about another W for the Dogs. I mean, look, I just if LSU's got to lean on Joe Burrow, that's a win for Georgia.
That's I think they, Mike, I think they have to, because, again, there is a concern. And we're going to know early on, guys, if LSU's having success running the ball, all right, like Missouri did, remember how that Missouri game played out. I mean, they're running the ball well, but, you know, the guy we thought was going to have 6 touchdowns didn't have any. So I think ultimately, even if that gets going early, it's going to be on Burrow's shoulders late in the game to try to make plays, and I just don't think he's going to be able to do it.
No, I don't know how Ed Ogeron is going to approach. Well, I know how Ed's going to approach it. Let's hear some Coach O, because now after losing to Florida, you got no margin for error. You can't pick up a second conference loss, because Alabama's not going to lose. They're not going to lose to LSU either, Coach. So what's your philosophy with the kids?
Go Tigers. 404-741-0929 is the number, guys. It is Dukes and Bell. Coming up, we have our On the Sideline report with the Dogs, and we'll get more into this conversation about UGA, LSU. It is the big game. And by the way, is Ness joining us tomorrow, by the way, Bo? Ness? Brad
Yeah,
Nessler?
Brad will be on with us at 4:20. And when I spoke to him yesterday, or 2 days ago, he was expecting a six-pack of Hey Man L. So.
Oh.
All right.
I don't know what to do about that.
Can we have this conversation for a second? Every celebrity in Atlanta now, every time we're out somewhere, is expecting a six-pack of Hey Man.
I mean, Matt Bryan just looked at me and shook his head when he didn't see any beer yesterday. I looked at him. I'm like, no, I don't have any.
Ness, we will take care of you.
Yeah, so we will. Yeah, no, I didn't have any beer for Matt. I was supposed to. I left it on the counter because, you know, I'll be honest with you. I had a crisis of conscience moment. I got that beer, and it's looking at me in the fridge. I go, why am I giving this beer to Matt Bryant? I'll be drinking this beer on the golf course on Saturday. But anyway, we will have some for Ness. And
other celebrity wants some?
Yeah. Because, by the way, 600 cases went out. There's locations. We tweeted out all the different spots, guys. But Dukes and Bell, Hey Man Ale from Oconee Brewing is out there. And it's on draft in your favorite bar. If not, tell your bar man or lady to go get some.
The real celebrities, guys, are the guys and gals, the men and women who have gone out and purchased Hey Man and support this show and certainly connected with us. Again, we thank you guys. Hey Man, coming back, we got our dog report. Also, Falcons receivers versus Bucks receivers. It's interesting. We'll get into that as well.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.